Here's a thought I'll title, Backtober. For about 20 years now, I've always considered the month of October my official backup month, and so I invented the term Backtober, which exists on my calendar every time October 1st rolls around. And this is the month when I'll replace any hard drives that are 3 years or older, when I do complete backups of everything in my digital life so that I have copies on multiple drives and then stored in multiple locations. And I've found in my life that by committing to a specific month to be backup month or Backtober, that I then put it on the schedule and it gets done. If I don't have it on a schedule, months go by and I forget about it and then it never happens. And the next time I think about backups is when I have a hard drive failure, which is obviously too late. By putting it on the schedule, it's something that I know I will get to on a regular basis, on a committed basis. And that gives me some confidence. A few thoughts about what this entails. In the first place, it is not a quick and instantaneous procedure. By the time I copy over the terabytes of information that I have onto new drives, it can sometimes take several days of copying for all of that to happen. And that's after I've done the research and purchased any new drives that I need to purchase. I mentioned that I replace drives. Well, I have a policy that I never let a hard drive survive longer than 3 years because they're mechanical devices. They'll wear out. And so I date all of my hard drives the day I install them with a little tag, you know, a little label. And then if I see that it's 3 years or older, I immediately replace them with a new drive. Fortunately, this has gotten less and less expensive as the years go by because hard drives keep getting less expensive for more and more data storage. But when you compare the cost of new drives compared to the cost of losing your digital assets, whether it's your photographic files, your legal documents, or whatever it may be, that can be a very expensive thing to replace. If you've never had a hard drive failure, consider yourself incredibly lucky because hard drives fail. It's just a part of their existence. And I had a hard drive fail where I did not have a backup, and I had to go into that drive with rescue software. Fortunately, I was able to rescue everything I had except three audio files, which were corrupt beyond rescue. But I came so close to losing essentially all of Lenswork history that it really taught me the lesson, and hence the establishment of Backtober. Why October? Why not some other month? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm usually very busy in the summer and fall out photographing because the weather's good and etc. It's travel time. And so by the time I get to October, I have a lot of new files and I want to get those backed up before I have any sort of failure. So it made sense to me to do it later on in the fall. November gets pretty busy with holidays. December is nuts with holidays. So October became the candidate month and hence Backtober. And for me, that's worked out to be just a perfect month to start spending a little more time indoors, doing backups, doing some file cleanup, and typically increasing the size of my hard drives. And I guess the only proper way to end this thought is to simply ask the question, when was the last time you backed up your digital archives?
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.